If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And joining me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how was your weekend, buddy?
Been great. Monday scaries are hitting in, so I'm glad to be joining the pod.
Hey, that's what we're here for. We're here to make your Monday scaries less scary. And then also joining us in the same car and on the same recording device as Diz, we have Rank. Rank, how's it going, buddy?
Yeah, likewise. Pretty good weekend, but it's coming to an end here pretty quickly.
There you go, more people should look at it that way. But before we get started, I just want to say that this episode of Sports Betting by Dummies is brought to you by thebookie.co, not .com, thebookie.co. The Bookie is your sharp sports betting friend that sends you an email each day full of free picks, tips, tools, and insider resources you need for the day's games. You've heard me talk about it before, but thebookie.co is a daily email newsletter that sends you picks and information. I signed up for it a while ago, and it is super easy to sign up for, and it is extremely helpful every single day. So make sure you go check them out and subscribe to their daily newsletter. With it being Monday and with it being kind of a holiday and not a whole lot going on because, you know, the football week is over, we're going to get right into our best bets and everything. Let's review Celeb Bet Friday picks. We had a bunch of celebs on Saturday's show, but there was only one celeb bet that hit on Saturday, and it was our boy Miles with his Alabama pick. So Miles is that much closer to free merch, but it's still really early on in the month, so anything can happen. So then let's review our best bets from Saturday. Diz, how'd you go on Saturday?
Went 1-2. I won nothing on Saturday. The only game that I won, Butler lost by 43, and I had him plus 44.5. So certified cover boy. I'm riding underdogs spreads all season. That's the only thing that's hitting for me. So 1-2, but we're bouncing back.
Still waiting on the certified cover boy merch. But I went 1-2 as well. I'm actually the opposite of what Diz was. I actually hit a lot of bets on Saturday. It was unfortunate that most of them weren't my best bets. But that's okay, because football is all the way back. And so, for the best bet competition for September, I'm down 2.06 units early on, and Diz is only down 1.09 units. So Diz has got the early lead.
All right.
Let's get into our best bets tonight. I got three of them for you. I got two in the MLB and, of course, one in the one college football game that's left this week. The first one I got, Dodgers first five minus -0.5 run versus the Cardinals. Now, I sent this in the Chalkboard app, but I can't believe this line is where it is. I got this morning at minus -124, and the last I saw it was already at minus -142. So it's definitely fade the Cardinals season. Last night they gave up 5 runs in the bottom of the 9th to lose that ball game, and they are going up tonight against arguably the best pitcher in baseball, along with the best team in baseball, with Max Scherzer and the Dodgers. Too good a value to pass up. Hop on it while you still can. Dodgers first five minus -0.5 run versus the Cardinals.
What did you say it was? Minus -124?
I got it at minus -124 first five. And the last I checked is already at minus -142.
Nice.
So hopefully if you get on it now, hopefully the value's not ridiculously bad. My next best bet of the night is actually going on right now. I have the Red Sox first five minus -0.5 run versus the Tampa Bay Rays. So both teams are pitching lefties. Chris Sale is going for the Red Sox. He has a 2.53 ERA with a 3.22 expected. Yarbrough is going for the Rays. He has a 4.5 ERA with a 4.27 expected, but he has a 5.01 ERA without Spider Tack. And the Red Sox are actually the sixth best hitting team against lefties. But a big reason why I like this bet is because of the disparity in the Rays' hitting. They are the number one team hitting righties, but against lefties, they are actually 21st in the league. So I'm going Boston first five minus half run to give you guys an update where we're at. After two innings, Boston's up 3-1. So I got three more innings left. I'm feeling pretty good. My other bet, my last best bet of the night, and I think Diz is probably going to go the other way with this one, but I'm going Ole Miss minus 9 versus Louisville. I actually think it's now down to minus 8.5. The money is moving toward Louisville. But I do think this one is going to be a shootout. If the over wasn't so high, that's where I would be going. But the over-under was at 75.5. That is, like, ridiculous for an over-under. I could not reasonably bet an over 75.5. But anyways, I think Ole Miss is the better team here. Last year, they ranked 24th in rushing compared to 29th for Louisville. And last year, they ranked 7th in passing compared to 48th for Louisville. And Ole Miss is returning 18 starters compared to the 14th for Louisville, so they also have continuity. I don't like giving up 9.5 points here, especially week one. But I like that it's below that 10-point mark. So a field goal and a touchdown, and they got it. So I think Ole Miss does it. Give me Ole Miss minus 9.5 versus Louisville.
Actually, don't disagree with that pick. I think Ole Miss might score 1,000 points.
Okay. Well, I thought Certified Cover Boy was going to go with the underdog.
I'm not taking him, but I don't disagree with minus 9.5.
Okay. So, Diz, what do you got for your best bet of the night then?
Over 74.5, baby.
Oh, my gosh. You're going for it.
Yep. I think there's going to be 100 points in this game. I don't know. It's the only game on tonight. I think I'm done with the MLB. If I look at a game, my first instinct is to go with the over. I actually love that it's at 74.5. I'm loving it. I'm feeling it.
Nice. I love it. Rank, you got a best bet for us?
I do. It is a team total wins regular season, NBA action. I know we're maybe jumping the gun a little bit, but Pacers over 42.5 total wins on the season. I am biased, admittedly, but I think if we're healthy, the new coach, I think this team could easily win 50 games, especially in the East. So I like the 42.5 over. That's my best bet for today.
Nice.
And I'll follow up on that next July.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a bet that's going to be 9 months in the making. But when we remember, we'll know Rank was the guy that got us there. And also, update on my best bet. Boston's now up 6-1 in the bottom of the second. So, feel pretty good about that one.
Nice.
All right. Any guess on the value of the Hail Mary parlay of the day? And because we're recording this so early, I still could technically win this thing.
733.
Rank, any guess from you?
1,500.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, that was extreme, but I wonder where you're at.
Isn't a Hail Mary a parlay? That's kind of the name of the game.
It's true. You're not wrong. But it's $1 to win. $679.04. So I got Boston first five minus half run versus the Rays. Tigers first five minus half run versus the Pirates. Phillies Brewers first five under 3.5 runs. Reds first five minus half run versus the Cubs. Rockies first five plus half run versus the Giants. Dodgers first five minus half run versus the Cardinals. Minnesota, Cleveland, first five over 5.5 runs. Houston, minus 1.5 versus the Mariners. Ole Miss, minus 9.5 versus Louisville. And then the Rangers, first five plus half run versus the Angels. All right, gentlemen. Anything you guys need to get off your chest before we wrap up?
This is the last pod before NFL starts.
Absolutely.
Thursday, I'm excited. I'll probably have a bunch of props and a bunch of same gamers on Tampa Bay, Dallas. The dog days are over. We're all the way back.
The dog days are over. That's good. And speaking of that, so I don't know if this is something we're going to do moving forward, but because of the NFL season and the college football season being in full swing, we will start having episodes Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. So we'll have Thursday's episode at the normal time, but we'll have Thursday night NFL on there. And then we'll also talk about the college football slate for the upcoming weekend. And then Saturday, we will be talking all about the NFL. And along with that, so a little tease and a little surprise for everyone, but we will actually be going live Saturday at some point from Memorial Stadium. So IU's football stadium. We're going to be going down to the game on Saturday. So we will actually be recording live from the tailgate at IU's football stadium. So it's going to be electric. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have some live fans, I think. So it's just something to kind of keep an eye on and look forward to for Saturday's pod.
Watch out, College Game Day.
Now that would be awesome. If we dethrone College Game Day, that would be something. All right, boys. Well, hopefully this helps with your Monday scaries. Hope everyone had a nice, long, and profitable weekend. Get through this first part of the week, and then when Thursday rolls around, we'll be ready for the NFL and for college and everything that goes along with it. So thank you all for listening, and we will see you all on Thursday.